Nolte, CNN's disgraced chief national security correspondent out after defamation case laws. By John Nolte on June 3, 2025. Alex Marquardt, CNN's chief national security correspondent, is out the door after the far-left fake news network was forced to settle a defamation case it lost in court. Back in 2021, Knoll was desperate to provide then-President Joe Biden some cover during his catastrophic surrender to the Taliban in Afghanistan. To create a villain not named Biden, the basement-rated lead with Jake Tapper ran a story that defamed Navy veteran Zachary Young as a heartless criminal operating a black market that exploited Afghans desperate to escape the Taliban. Here's how Tapper explained the story to his gullible audience. Afghans trying to get out of the country face a black market full of promises, demands of exorbitant fees, and no guarantee of safety or success. But none of that was true about Young, and internal texts showed CNN was out to annihilate Young. Alex Marquardt flat out said he wanted to nail this Zachary Young fucker and promised that his story would be Young's funeral. Marquardt's editor, Matthew Phillips, was awfully excited and texted back, "Gonna hold you to that, cowboy." CNN senior editor Fuzz Hogan then chimed in by calling Young a shit. Anyone who understands how Tapper, CNN, and the overall regime media operate, understands the goal here, the creation of a new villain. Someone for that week's 2 minutes hate, and a way to take some of the heat off of Joe Biden. Zachary Young took CNN to court and won. The jury found that CNN had smeared Young and awarded him $5 million in damages. The jury then went back to decide punitive damages, and that's when Knoll settled the case for an undisclosed sum. This all happened back in January, and since then Jake Tapper has seen his ratings hit a decade low and his reputation go up in smoke. The best news is that the toxic Marquardt is no longer employed at CNN. He should have been fired the moment it became obvious the story was fake. Back in 2022 when CNN apologized to Young on the air. But CNN hires people to produce fake news, so that would never happen. The delay was apparently based on some sort of internal review. But according to the Status newsletter, Marquardt's dismissal was the result of a post-settlement ethics compliance review launched by CNN earlier this year in which he and others involved in the defamatory report were interviewed. Marquardt was informed about the network's decision on Friday, citing unspecified editorial differences. Marquardt explained his exit this way on X. "Some personal news, I'm leaving CNN after 8 terrific years. Tough to say goodbye, but it's been an honor to work among the very best in the business. Profound thank you to my comrades on the national security team and the phenomenal teammates I've worked with in the US and abroad." And so, the glorious media schlonging continues as Mr. Marquardt and his lies sail off into the sunset on a garbage barge. Ruth Marcus, Washington Post columnist, resigns. 538, Disney/ABC's wildly biased polling site shutters. Paul Krugman, always wrong New York Times columnist, forced out. Jim Acosta, CNN anchor, forced out. Nora O'Donnell, failed CBS anchor, out. Chuck Todd, NBC's former Meet the Press host, DEI'd out. Andrea Mitchell, NBC Harrington ages out of job. Chris Wallace, son of someone, out at CNN. Joy Reid, racist MSNBC anchor, too racist for MSNBC. Fired. Neil Cavuto, Fox News anchor, scurries away. Alex Faulkner, demoted at MSNBC. Iman Mahyildin, lost MSNBC show. Olivia Nuzzi, out at New York Mag for allegedly stalking RFK Jr. Katie Fung, lost MSNBC show. Jonathan Capehart, lost MSNBC show. Steps down from Washington Post editorial board. Lester Holt, out as NBC Nightly News anchor. One third off New York Times editorial board, say, bye. Eugene Robinson, Washington Post columnist, quits in SNIT. Ryan Lizza, scurries to Substack over credible misconduct allegations. Bill Owens, 60 Minutes GIF, resigns in crybaby disgrace. Wendy McMahon, CBS News president, resigns after less than 2 years. Alex Marquardt, CNN chief correspondent, out after defamation case laws. "We're right. They're wrong. And when we fight back, they lose." John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.